From Stamford to Stratford, from Westport to Wilton, Fairfield County listens to the Lisa Wexler Show on WICC 600.
And welcome back to the show. My first day back from vacation, all refreshed. 203-333-9422. So let's hear the secrets of real success. We're going to be chatting now, and welcome to the show, Christy Pierce Rampone, who is the most decorated American professional soccer player of all time. This woman played in five, I'm going to get this wrong. Is it FIFA or FIFA? I always say it wrong. Which is it?
FIFA.
FIFA? FIFA. Thank you. I always want to say it the wrong way. FIFA, Women's World Cups. Christy, you won in 1999 and 2015. You're a four-time Olympian, a three-time Olympic gold medalist. You're also the mom of two girls, and you and Dr. Christine Keene, who is a neuropsychologist, you decided to write this book called Be All In. Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show today. Hi, ladies.
Hi, thanks for having us, Lisa.
Sure, it's a pleasure. Where am I speaking to you? You sound far away. Christy, where are you?
We're actually at my house. And that's fun.
Where are you? Where's your house?
We're in New Jersey, in Manasquan. Both Dr. Keene and I live down the street from each other.
Oh, that's handy. That's cool. Is that how your friendship began? Were you like moms together and you met and decided, let's write a book?
Yeah, pretty much. We actually were on the same speaking engagement, working for the same hospital, talking about concussion, and I coached Dr. Keene's daughter, and so we just started to get together and realized the climate of sports was heading in a different direction, and we wanted to give back and help.
So let me start with you, Christy, because I'm really, really interested in your story. I'm always interested in knowing how somebody, like everybody else, you know, parents... And you're a mom now, right? So, you know, we throw a lot of things at our kids, hoping something will stick. What about soccer stuck so early? And what do you attribute your extraordinary success in this one sport to, if you had to say? I mean, why? Why did you break out of the pack like this and become such a superstar?
You know, honestly, like playing youth sports, I was a multiple sport athlete. So I played basketball, field hockey, soccer, and I just loved being on the field or the court. Like, that's the way I felt alive and felt like who I truly was. I really struggled off the field, you know, with communication and building relationships. So I really just enjoyed playing sports. I actually went to college on a basketball scholarship and ended up making it to the highest level playing for the U.S. for soccer. So my path was a little different. But at the same time, I think I just had no pressure, no stress. I just got to enjoy my childhood and kind of grow and develop at a slower pace. And I was a late bloomer. So I think I credit just being able to find my own path and be me and develop at a pace of my own rather than my parents pushing me.
So that's really a key element, isn't it? Because at some point, if your parents are pushing you, you don't own it anymore and you're not going to become a world champ, right? You can't.
Yeah, it's not your journey, it's your parents. And I felt like my parents were there to support. And yes, they did encourage and push me when I was struggling with like confidence or kind of need that little extra voice to help me get through times. But overall, like, they never said, okay, you're good at soccer, just stick with that. They allowed me to explore and try different sports and figure out like what I wanted to do. And I felt like I was probably more committed. And I felt like more like I had more of an identity of who I was because I was able to kind of choose my own path.
And so why did you, hello, Dr. Keene. So what is it about, what is it about, I'm going to ask you first, Christy Pierce Rampone.
Okay.
Christy, what is it about what's going on in today's culture and parenting that made you feel that this book, Be All In, was necessary?
So I was coaching for the last 20 years in youth sports and retiring and kind of seeing sports through a different lens of my children. I just realized it was getting a little bit too emotional and it was all about winning. And parents couldn't see the facts if their child lost or made a mistake and, you know, always blaming whether it's the ref, whether it was another athlete on the field, the coach. And it just was hard to swallow, to be honest. So, you know, that's why Dr. Keene and I just got together because I wanted to be able to give sports back to kids, you know, and try to educate their parents to be comfortable in that uncomfortable situation of watching your child grow. And within that, they're going to fail. They're going to make mistakes. and that's okay. And just to have those like fun conversations and teaching lessons they could learn along the way to better prepare them for their next chapter in life.
So what you're describing is, you know, I've been railing against helicopter parents for a long time. Mm-hmm. So Dr. Keen, Christine Keen, you're a neuropsychologist. So you tell me, when I say helicopter parent, what am I talking about?
So traditionally, the parent that is solving problems for their child, they're hovering over their child. We actually talk about lawnmower parents as well. And those are the parents that are mowing down the problem before the child even gets there.
I love it. I love it. I would have thought, when you said lawnmower, that's interesting, mowing down the problem. I thought you meant mowing down the child. See, I'm already past that. Interesting. Okay, keep going. The bulldozer. The bulldozer parent. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's a problem in suburbia, isn't it?
I work with a lot of athletes because they have concussion. And I noticed that a lot of parents, they seemed more concerned about getting back on the field than the actual concussion. They kind of downplayed or minimized the concussion, and they were more concerned about, like, how do I get them back on the field? And it really, to me, it wasn't bad parenting, and it wasn't, you know, their love for their child there. It just really underscored how much pressure parents feel and how much they feel like they need to be involved and making sure their kid is doing enough and winds up being a lot. So that was really an influence for us as well.
So that is really interesting. We're chatting with Christine Keen, neuropsychologist, and Christy Pierce-Rampone, world-class, world champion, most decorated women's soccer player of all time, at 203-333-9422. You know, this conversation is such an important conversation, but to me, it's really interesting to be having right now because, in some respects, COVID has forced a lot of these parents to have to rethink their assumptions about these roads to success and competitiveness because it's been taken away from them. And some of the parents, and I have a lot of friends in their 40s with kids growing up, some of them are undone by this, and others are privately recognizing that it's not such a bad thing to have had to get off the treadmill. So let me ask you, Dr. Keen, first, what do you say about, how do you think collectively, if you can, generalize COVID-19 and this opting out period or this timeout period is affecting that attitude of parents with respect to their kids?
Well, I think for a lot of parents, they've really had time to step back and reevaluate how they're doing things. We were really hoping that during this time they'd read our book and reevaluate the sports programming because, you know, COVID for everyone has just changed how we do things, how we look at things. It's brought back some family time we didn't have before. I do see some families rushing back out to tournaments and feeling that pressure again, like we've got to get going. But we're really hoping that this is the time where parents kind of step back and reevaluate and make sure that the sports experience for each child matches their family values and the goals they have for each child individually.
So Christy Rampone, Christy, when you were growing up, if a kid was talented at whatever, did they have to do it 5 days a week? Because I know that when I was growing up, first of all, I'm a girl, and I'm pre-title. I'm pre-Title IX. I'm pre-Billie Jean King's tested, right? So I'm pre all of the access of women to sports in a way that women have them now, which is a good thing. But in a way, I was also alleviated of any pressure to be good at sports. I didn't have any because it was a non-entity thing. But for boys, they always had it. They always had pressure to be athletes. You know, what happened, Christy? What happened to, like, enjoying sports maybe even once a week, having a Little League game, to all of a sudden being on 3 travel teams and having to go every single day and have private coaching on the side? Like, what happened?
Yeah, I mean, you talk about training 5 days a week, and definitely did not train 5 days a week as a youth athlete. It was twice a week, and then you had free play. You got to go out and you know, play pickup with your friends and grab a ball and go up to the field and just kick around and have fun with nobody judging you, nobody telling you what to do. And you kind of discover who you were as a kid. And now, right. Nowadays, everything is structured. You have these academy teams, you're spending a lot of money. And then you see, obviously, social media draws attention to parents and they start stressing over, do I need to, you know, have my child have an individual trainer at 8 and are they missing out? And, you know, my answer to that is, I don't think they are. I think playing multiple sports can demonstrate so much to a kid by just being in different environments, hearing different coaches' voices, how to deal with different teammates, different, you know, just overall, like just the experience you get from jumping from sport to sport can help a child adapt and adjust. When they do come up to a difficult coach, if they're going from club teams to high school, and if they aspire to play in college, you're going to have different viewpoints. Sports is in the eye of the beholder, you know, and that's your coach, and you have to trust that system. So I think the more you can get out there and play in front of different people will help you in the long run.
Yeah, I mean, I do too. I mean, I think it's such a balancing act for parents. They're so stressed, you know, mm-hmm. College has become so much more expensive than it used to be. So because of that, athletic scholarships, I think, play into a lot mm-hmm. of the stress and pressure in families.
I agree. Money is a big component of it, from, you know, how much an academy team, an elite team costs. You know, you're paying a mortgage payment a month for sports, wow. which I don't think that should be the case. You know, I definitely wouldn't have been able to play sports growing up. I grew up in a fairly low income household where, you know, I never traveled outside the state to compete. Everything was in state for me. And, you know, I love that I just bounced from sport to sport. And, you know, you are who you are. It's like your DNA. It's just a matter of the stuff we talk about in the book, because a lot of people think everything is such a physical component of sports, but there's so much of the mental side that parents are missing out on, from, like, you know, the performance anxiety, the confidence, you know, the pressures that we face each and every day, the highs and lows of winning and losing and injuries or lack of playing time and how do I earn that back. There's so much that goes on to sports that, like, I think it could be such a fun journey. And it's hard. I say sports, being a sports parent is hard work. I'm not going to lie about that. And, you know, trying to be a multiple sport athlete, it's very hard on the parent because they have to adapt and adjust to finding teams that have alternate practice schedules. But it can be done. And I know there's a lot of parents like, there's no way it can be done. You know, both Dr. Keene and I have children that are multiple sport athletes, and it's not easy, but we figure out a way to make it work.
How do you resist, Christy? How do you resist the pressure? Like, in other words, let's say, you know, to be on a team, your kid has to commit mm-hmm. to 4 to 5 days, but you don't think it's healthy for your kid to do that. So how do you have that yeah. conversation with a coach? What do you do?
Well, part of it is just educating yourself and figuring out what is the best team for your child. I mean, you know, we talk about that a lot in the book, is making sure you go to those team meetings and making sure it aligns with what your child's expectations are and your expectations. Because some teams are, you earn your playing time. Other teams are rotating playing time. So, you know, sometimes whatever sport your child may be more competitive in, that may be your training environment where they are training twice a week, and your non-competitive could be, you know, maybe once a week, depending on the structure that the coach is putting in place. But it's a lot of communicating with the coach and seeing where the coach is, and are they about winning or are they about developing? Because you want to be with a coach that's about developing, and they will understand if your child can't make every single practice. But, you know, you have to make at least 90% of those practices to be committed to a team.
But don't you think that that's the conundrum right there? Because I know that there are some coaches that, you know, have what I would consider to be too many practices. And so,
yeah, and that's not the right fit. That's maybe not the right yeah. fit for the child, because at the end of the day, are they having that many practices just to make the parents feel good about how much money they're paying? Or are they truly training on developing those athletes and making them the best player that they can be versus just always about winning? And that's hopefully what this book will help coaches really and truly understand, is like, how to develop an athlete for success and be a true overall athlete that has balance and have an identity outside of sports, because sports is such an amazing part of your life. But you do, when it does come to an end, and Dr. Keene talks about this a lot on the mental side of it, is whether that's high school, whether that's college, or even pro, like, who are you after sports? And you don't want to be too, like, all-encompassing that you just have no identity afterwards.
I know. There's a lot to this. Thank you, ladies, for talking with us. We've been chatting with soccer star Christy Pierce-Rampone and Dr. Christine Keene. The book is Be All In. It went on sale August 18th. And I know that it has an awful lot to talk to parents about. And listen, just before we go, I know you said you're both soccer moms or sports moms. So right now, here we are, late August, and nobody knows what's happening anywhere. But I just want to ask you, Christy, do you want your kids out on a sports field for a team sport right now? What do you think?
Right now, this current moment, I'm allowing them to train in small groups. And, you know, if we are going to compete, it's only within the club. We're not going outside right now, because I think this is the perfect time to just kind of reset, refocus, work on the technical side of the game. There's no reason to go out and compete. They can still get the mental side of it, have fun, work on their skill set, and prepare them. And that's another lesson for kids. How do you prepare yourself when it finally does open and be ready?
Got it. And do you agree with that? Do you agree with that, Christine? What do you think? You feel the same way? Are you willing to let your kids get out on a field in a small group right now?
Well, I let my daughter get out on the field now with Christy.
Okay.
So, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we have to trust the guidelines. And, you know, I'm happy for my daughter. The kids are so sad and disappointed. So in any way they do that, I know our high schools are doing pods, so they're not actually doing any contact right now in New Jersey. So that's where people are comfortable. But I, you know, if it's safe, then I absolutely look forward to that.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you have to trust and respect the process and whatever that process is with what your coach is doing. And it's at that moment that you as a parent can choose to remove them, but the process has to go on. And if you feel the coach is, you know, and you could trust that coach and what their expectations are and they're providing the guidelines needed for right now, that's when you, have to let go and allow your child to explore and trust what's going on.
And I think we're seeing too, now obviously safety is number one, but we are seeing an uptick in depression and anxiety in athletes.
You bet. Well, so, in people in
general,
right?
There's a lot of value to get them working out again, to get them connected, social. So that's something to take into consideration when we're figuring out how to do this. You know, if there's any way to do it, I would definitely recommend that, because their mental health is definitely waning. And we're starting to see some studies. I think there was a study from the University of Wisconsin that recently came out that is showing higher levels of depression and anxiety or you know, more athletes endorsing those symptoms. So definitely
and how much higher can we go? We already had a generation with record high levels of depression and fragility. So this is, you know, all the more reason to get kids back to normal if we can as quickly as possible.
Yeah, we all need the cardio.
We do. We need the cardio. As I sit here literally sitting here with headphones doing nothing other than sitting. And I always hoped that my brain cells would provide, you know, any kind of cardio to my heart, but it doesn't work out that way. Christine Keene and Christy Pierce-Rampone, thank you guys. Thank you, ladies, for being with us. The book is Be All In. I'm Lisa Wexler. We'll be right back with more on WICC. Stay tuned.